November 30th. Currently with fair skies, it is 9 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.36. The dew point is 5 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 2 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A new tool store is coming to Seward County. J.P. Bizette has more.
Harbor Freight Tools will be opening a new store this winter in Liberal. An official opening date will be announced soon. Construction has already begun using local workers and companies from the surrounding Liberal area. The store is expected to bring 25 to 30 new jobs to town, including sales and logistics supervisors, senior associates, sales associates, and seasonal opportunities as well. Harbor Freight has more than 1,300 locations nationwide.
Governor Laura Kelly announced the resignation of Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Julie Lorenz. Lorenz has served as Transportation Secretary since her confirmation in March 2019 and as chair of the Kansas Infrastructure Hub, which coordinates federal bipartisan infrastructure law funding since June 2022. Her final day in both positions will be Friday, December 23rd, and she'll be returning to the private sector. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA Service Center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Figures from the special traffic enforcement conducted by the Kansas Highway Patrol over the Thanksgiving holiday shows a nearly double increase in the number of arrests for DUI. In 2020, 17 people were arrested for DUI, and in 2021, that number dropped to 15. However, this year, 29 people were arrested for allegedly driving under the influence in Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol said it investigated one fatal crash that appeared to be DUI-related, and troopers said they also investigated two separate crashes that killed four people. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol issued 1,087 speeding tickets over the holiday, which is 343 fewer than last year. There were 88 citations for adult seatbelt violations, compared to 103 in 2021. 12 citations were issued for teenage seatbelt violations, compared to 8 in 2021. And 13 were given for unrestrained children, compared to 15 in 2021. The enforcement ran from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd, through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, November 27th. With the drought persisting across Kansas, farmers say the winter wheat crop could be in jeopardy if moisture levels don't improve. They said last weekend's bout of rain was well received, but the overall lack of moisture is still substantial. Farmers report in some areas winter wheat is trying to germinate, but the lack of rainfall is working against it, with some saying that this was the first fall where they didn't have adequate soil moisture to get wheat up, germinated, and out of the ground. Planting for winter wheat happened in October. Much of Kansas remains in severe to even exceptional drought, with a large swath of southern counties in the exceptional stage. Farmers are hoping for more rain or snow in the upcoming months and warmer weather in the short term to help the planted wheat get a strong start going into next year. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And the Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so that you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. There's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about weigh stations and bridge heights. Officials said they want people to use this website as much as possible because if you call them, this is what they're looking at, so you might as well look at it yourself, as it's updated around the clock. An official said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easier to use and includes more features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. The Kansas Corporation Commission wants to remind Kansans that as cold weather approaches, now's a great time to winterize your home or business. The KCC says there are many no or low-cost ways to save energy and utility costs, and for larger projects, funding is available to help those who qualify. Homeowners and renters who need help winterizing can contact the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation at kshousingcorp.org. According to the KCC, income-eligible households can receive a comprehensive home energy audit to identify inefficiencies, and services and upgrades are provided free of charge. Help is also available for small business owners in towns with a population of less than 50,000 and agricultural producers. The Kansas Corporation Commission stated that there are things that Kansans can do now to reduce energy usage this winter, and they include to set back the thermostat, change or clean your furnace filters monthly, schedule an annual tune-up for your HVAC system, check and replace weather stripping and seal leaks, and let the sunshine in. By opening the blinds and curtains on the west and south-facing windows during the day, it allows the sun to naturally heat your home. For more energy-saving ideas, you can visit energysmartkansas.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge replacement project along U.S. 40 in Logan County. The bridge is located approximately 6 miles west of Oakley, and the initial work will primarily take place off the roadway with little to no impact to motorists. Traffic will later be reduced to one lane and controlled by a stoplight while the bridge is being paved, which is scheduled for spring of 2023. Construction is expected to be completed in May of 2023, weather permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. A Minnesota man, 30-year-old Jorge Martinez Medrano, has been charged in Dawson County Court with attempted kidnapping, child abuse, terroristic threats, third-degree domestic assault, use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, and obstructing a peace officer. According to an arrest affidavit, around 9 a.m. last Wednesday, the Dawson County Sheriff's Office and the Lexington Police Department responded to a residence about 2 miles east of Lexington after a woman reported that she was assaulted by Martinez Medrano. When the deputies arrived on the scene, Martinez Medrano was observed inside the home and allegedly refused to comply with law enforcement's commands to exit. The homeowner later arrived on the scene and gave permission for law enforcement to breach the door. However, the affidavit says Martinez Medrano unlocked the door and was arrested. In a later interview, the woman who reported the assault said she had previously left Minnesota due to having issues with Martinez Medrano, the father of her child. The woman was eventually able to flee the scene and contacted law enforcement and a burn area that contained several burned items, including the victim's cell phones, clothing, and papers, were later located on the property. On Monday, a judge set Martinez Medrano's bond at 10% of $500,000, and his next court hearing is scheduled for December 8th. The Lincoln Police Department reported that officers served a warrant at Victory Auto on Cornhusker Highway on Sunday morning, and they found dozens of stolen catalytic converters after searching the auto shop. The owner, 33-year-old Victor Popoff, was the subject of an ongoing investigation regarding stolen catalytic converters and vehicles, and investigators said their search of the property turned up 101 converters valued at roughly $30,300. Popoff, who was already in jail on unrelated charges, was cited for theft by receiving. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Since Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated launched Connect NWK Job Board, the initiative as part of its Connect NWK project, officials have been pleased with the number of jobs listed on the site and the resulting employment. And employers appreciate the ease, functionality, and regional reach of the job board. Lucas Goddard with EICI, ConnectNWK.org, said they're doing just what they were hoping, connecting job seekers to the jobs that are available in Northwest Kansas. He said in rural areas, it can be challenging for small communities to find the right tool to communicate job opportunities to potential employees looking for work in the region. And ConnectNWK Job Board puts everything on one site for a more efficient, effective job search. Employers and economic development directors throughout the 26th county region of the EICI are able to post employment opportunities in their communities directly onto ConnectNWK.org. Benefits of the platform for employers and economic development directors includes getting connected to an even bigger pool of potential employees through the remote tag of job postings. This feature feeds into the EICI's Rural and Remote program, which cultivates working professionals looking for remote opportunities to grow the remote network throughout the region. The Jobs Board is part of Connect NWK, a program launched by Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated to support economic and population growth of Northwest Kansas by providing connections between employers and prospective employees and individuals and communities. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated provides economic entrepreneurial assistance to businesses in rural Northwest Kansas. The Private Operating Foundation serves 26 counties in the region with a variety of programs, and by working with existing businesses or entrepreneurs throughout the coverage area with targeted programs, NWKEICI strives to reverse the outflow of people and businesses from Northwest Kansas. Through its current and future initiatives that extend resources to those businesses and entrepreneurs, NWKEICI hopes to increase population and to foster economic innovation in Northwest Kansas. For more information, you can visit ConnectNWK.org. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated. The grant award will be used to support DSNWK's efforts to improve storage capacity at its Employment Connections location in Hays. This additional storage will house many of the generous furniture donations that DSNWK receives for its Customs Creation store, and DSNWK will be creating the additional storage space by adding onto its current building located at 660 Commerce Parkway in Hays. This additional storage will create a safer and more secure environment for the donations. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that since the opening of their downtown store, Custom Creations, there has been tremendous growth in items created by the people they serve, with many of these items created through furniture donations from the community. And he said the Employment Connections building provides the place for them to store the furniture and for the individuals to create these one-of-a-kind furniture pieces. Carter Fellers of Waukini is one of three Northwest Kansas winners in the 2022 Put the Bricks on Fatalities Day poster contest. The contest is sponsored annually by the Kansas Department of Transportation and other traffic safety organizations. Fellers received first place in the 8 to 10-year-old age group for the Northwest region, and he was awarded a bicycle from the Kansas Turnpike Authority and a helmet donated by Safe Kids Kansas. The poster contest aims to encourage youth to think about traffic safety and present their ideas through their artwork. A total of 497 Kansas kids aged 5 to 13 participated this year. Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day is a nationwide effort to increase roadway safety and reduce all traffic fatalities. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation's website at ksdot.org. The Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind the public of the Kansas Safe Schools Hotline, which is a joint effort between the Kansas Highway Patrol and Kansas State Department of Education. This Kansas Safe Schools Hotline is a toll-free number that was established in 1999 and is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give students, parents, and community members the opportunity to report any impending school violence. Kansas Highway Patrol dispatchers will answer the calls, collect the information, and forward it on to the local police or sheriff's office, as well as the superintendent of the affected school. This hotline gives people the opportunity to anonymously report potential violence. The Kansas School Safety Hotline number is 1-877-626-8203. And for more information, you can visit community.ksde.org and click on the link. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having pigs in a blanket, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, baby carrots, rosy applesauce, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, for your lunch today, you'll be having pepperoni pockets, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, for your lunch today, you'll have chili, crackers, cheese sticks, vegetable, and cinnamon bun. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 38 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 24 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 58 and a south wind around 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 70 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 43. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 46. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 43. Currently with fair skies, it is 9 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.36. The dew point is 5 degrees. And the wind chill is minus 2 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey girl, I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The contract details for Lance Leipold's new extension have now been released, and outside of a significant raise for the head coach, it also seems like KU will be forced to make sure extra commitments to their football program. Michael Swain of Fog.net between WIBW Radio and Topeka. And he discussed those commitments built into the contract for Lance Leipold and how much it means to force this team to stay committed if Lance Leipold is going to stick around for the rebuild.
A lot of those things in there are protections for himself, that if he's going to be committed to KU, KU has to show the same commitment to football. And Travis Goff has said all the right things, right? And he, obviously they've announced some of the stadium plans, but how many times have we heard stadium plans or different things announced and just never gets traction, right? It's happened a lot over the last 7-8 years, and I think Leipold is smart and putting the language in there that says by basically the end of 2023, if there's not progress made to renovating Memorial Stadium or doing something with the Anderson Family Football Complex, like, he can leave.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Castle.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the...
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like, because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, an area of high pressure is over Kansas with some single-digit temperatures in the northwest part of the state, and also north-central Kansas seeing some teens, 20s in the eastern part of Kansas. Cold air is going to be sticking around throughout most of today with a high temperature in the mid to upper 30s across the northern part of the state, low to mid 40s in southern Kansas. Partly cloudy, chilly again tonight. Our low temperature in the mid-20s in the western and central part of Kansas, 30s likely in the eastern sections of the state. Then Thursday, an area of low pressure approaches that will set up across the plains, bringing back south winds gusty at times. In fact, that may also elevate our fire danger threat. Sunny with a high in the low 50s and some low 60s in western Kansas. Thursday night's low in the upper 30s across northern Kansas, 40s in the southern part of the state. Very windy and warm on Friday, with the highs ranging in the mid-60s to low 70s. South winds gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour. And another cold front arrives late Friday night into Saturday, with temperatures likely in the 40s Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets, the grains are in a uniform direction for the first time this week, and that direction is higher this overnight. December corn up 1.25 at 667, March up 2.75 at 672 and a quarter. January soybeans up 12.75 at 1472 and a quarter. March up 12.5, 1478 and a half. November up 4 at $14 a bushel. Kansas City wheat December up 7. 7 and a quarter at 908 and a quarter. December up 8 and a half at 895 and a half. July new crop up 7 and a quarter at 879. Chicago wheat December up 5 and 3 quarters at 763 and a half. March up 8 at 789 and a half. July up 6 at 803. Dow futures up 12 points. Dollar index down 30 cents. And crude oil up 208 a barrel. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyBet.com.
You know ValleyBet for their meds and more delivered to your door. But have you ever shopped at their Marysville retail store? Make it a destination for Christmas shopping. Dress them up and keep them warm with men's and women's Ariat outerwear from ValleyBet. Everything from yard